A figure for the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But here in our little village of Brooklyn, you might say each one of us needs a figure for the roof. You may ask, why do we put up with the expense if it's so costly? We put up with it because our kids need an education. And Brooklyn is our home. And how do we incur our overdraft? That I can tell you in one word. Tuition!
Tuition! Tuition!
Oi!
Tuition! Tuition! Tuition!
A fortune!
Tuition!
Because of our tuition, we've got a minus balance for many, many years. Here in Brooklyn, we have tuition for everything. How to learn, transportation, registration, end-of-year journal, the dinner, the membership fee. For instance, our checks are always covered, and we always wear our black hats to show our constant devotion to yeshiva fashion. You may ask, how did this tuition get started? Well, I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's tuition. Because of our tuition, no one knows exactly who he is and what the yeshiva expects him to do. Who day and night must scramble for panossa, feed his wife and children, know what's really ossa. Who has the right to send his son to Mir to have the final word? Yes, dear.
The tatters! The tatters!
Oi!
Tuition!
The tatters!
The tatters!
Ashmate!
Tuition!
Who must know the way to make the home complete? Have a Spanish maid and buy the kosher meat? Who must raise a family and run the home so that he's free to repay the loan?
The mamas,
oy vey!
Tuition!
The mamas, each day!
Nutrition!
At three I went to Cheder, at six we had to move. I'll pay the student loan off if the bank has me approved.
The sons,
I'm
tuition,
the sons, a fortune,
tuition.
And who does Mama teach to be a real princess and deal with all that stress by buying another dress?
The daughters, the daughters,
oi!
Tuition,
the daughters,
they taught us,
oi!
Tuition!
And in the salary level of our little village, we have always had our special types. For instance, Yente the secretary, Reb Nachum the Mashgiach, and most important of all, our beloved rabbi.
Tell me, rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Reb Leiter.
Is there a proper blessing for Tzuris?
Certainly. May God bless and keep our tourists far away from us.
And then there are others in our village. They make much bigger salaries. His Honor the judge, His Honor the politician, His Honor many, many others. We don't bother them, and so far, they don't bother us. And among ourselves, we always get along perfectly well. Of course, there was a time Itzik sold Avram a house and told him he could transfer the mortgage, but it was not transferable. But now it's all over, and everything is peaceful again.
What about the house?
Yes, it came with the mortgage.
Well, on the house!
The mortgage!
The house!
The mortgage!
The house!
The mortgage!
The house!
The mortgage!
The house.
The mortgage.
Tuition!
Tuition!
Aye!
Tuition!
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 Tuition. Tuition. Without our tuition, our hands wouldn't be as shaky when writing a figure that's through the roof.
I see shade of green. I need dollars too. Everything is money. For me and you. I need to think to myself. What a hunger for gold. My people are starving. But business is good. I'll give some to Suha. I'm in the mood, and I think to myself, what a hunger for the gold. The color of money is driving me mad.
We need schools, Arafat!
Oi, I feel bad. I think of my pockets. They're emptying fast, though I'm making millions. How long can it last? I hear others crying. What do they know? And you have kevses. Yes, that's how I grow. And I think to myself, it's all the wonderful geld. And I think to myself, what am I shaking about? But when in a while, ya habibi. Get out the belt.
Due to the seriousness of the sphere, counting of the Omer period between Pesach and Shavuos, and similarly for the dry Wochen between 17 Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the Rabbunim have been unhappy with the recent production of a cappella tapes produced specifically for these periods. Here in Beis Rechnitz, we understand the cause for concern, and so we have designed a Chumrah-specific, sphere-sensitive CD, adhering to the sensitivities of the most stringent authorities. Here then is our version of a music tape for the sphere and the dry Wochen, when it's not raining, and accepted by leading poiskim and jewelers with haskumes from the true giants of our generation. The first cut is entitled Sheket Achein, and it goes like this. No. Let's do it one more time. Sheket Achein, take 2. Shh, no, that's not acceptable. They will not allow this. Shh, let's do it again. Sheket Hachin, take 3. Oh, it was so beautiful. Out of this world. Now, if you like this selection, there are 9 others just like this one, arranged and conducted by Yisroel Silence of the Lamb, accompanied by the Sephardische Silent Symphony Orchestra. So for all you fans of the new sphere-sensitive CDs, It is available right now, immediately after Pesach.
I don't want to go to square in the summer, for Rockland's murder in July. Not much choice, I heard a voice concealed in a fish. I sell fish in a store down in Brooklyn. I traveled up to square to take a look. It caught me hook, line and spinker glued to the tish. I know there is such a thing as Gilgul. I know there are neshamas that don't leave. I hear this little fishy give a pill pull, and I wanna believe. I don't wanna go round to square in the summer. Up to the Catskills is my wish. Maybe a Hasid dish or a lit fish revealed in a fish. I choose a summer home for my Zivig. Paying COD, that's not Heimish, but inside its soul, it sounds like a Dybbuk concealed in a fish. I thought I'd heard it all in my lifetime. A salmon couldn't smoke or speak at all, but when it gave a drosha, it was high time to change my mind and give the place a call. I don't wanna go to square in the summer. I cut the challi, but no horseradish to flounder with a sea bass coal concealed in a fish. I never heard your filter doing gramen. I listened as the carp was talking shop. The tilapia will interrupt ya, and the kipper has been known to use its cup. I don't wanna go to square in the summer, for Muncie is moither in July. Not much choice, I heard a voice concealed in a fish. Concealed in a fish. Concealed in a fish.
This week's Parsha Ki Tsetse talks about going to war.
What? Ki Tsetse, what Ki Tsetse? The Parsha Bereishis. Vayetze,
Yeah, Vayetze, exactly. Well, Yaakov wants to avoid war with his brother Esav. Yaakov had two wives, and I quote, Ki siyeno lo ish shnei noshim, hachas ahuva vehachas snua, v'yoldulo vonim.
No, that's from Ki Tsetse. The wives of Yaakov, this is what we're talking about.
The wives of Yaakov, exactly. Yes, echad snua vechad ahuva. Rachel was the pretty one. V'ro'is v'shivyoy eishes yifas toyar. And later on, Rachel gets jealous and says, Havuli vonim. And he took her out to the entrance of her father's house,
Usekaluha anshei ira be'avonim.
How did you get from havolivonim to usekaluha be'avonim? I mean, oh, really, really. Well, it's not the very mitzvereishes. You should be stoned.
I'm not stoned. I mean, v'yikach es ha'even asher sam mirei shoysov v'ro ge'amuhu kol anshei iroi ba'avonim.
No, you've drifted back to Devorim. That's the Ben Soira or Moira now.
Ben Soira Imenu.
No, it's Ben Rivke and Ben Yitzchak, son of Yitzchak. Actually, look, Rabbi, you mustn't get confused between the two parshas. One is Vayetzei Toiv, the other is Vayetzei Ra.
What are you talking about? Indeed. And I quote, Lo yisisae vedoimi ki ochichohu. So Edoim...
Bereishis, Edmoini, not Edoim.
Edmoini, the redhead, yes. Esoiv was an Edomite.
And on the other hand, Edomite not.
And it's this parsha that we learn about shatness.
Now look, the only one mixing things up here is you, Rabbi.
No, Yaakov dreamt.
If he dreamt, he must be related to you.
dreamt about wicked Amalek and how we must wipe out Amalek.
Not Amalek, not get back to Yaakov, not Amalek.
Amalek. Yaakov saw angels going up and down.
Switching from parsha to parsha.
V'hinei Hashem nitzov.
Nitzovim is in Devarim. What do you
no,
make?
No, this is Bereisha. This time I'm right. And it's nitzov. And Shtaitet Pusek, Vayifka b'amokom, he praised.
That you should only finish soon, please, God.
What was I saying? I don't remember. Oh, yes. Zochor eis asher asolecho Amalek?
Amalek. Funny you should mention them.
I'm going out of my way to educate.
Yes, I'm educated. I would appreciate if you would go out. Vayetze. And now.
What do you mean?
Get out. Yeah,
what now?
Shoo.
What kind of yachas?
Close the door.
I'll pick up my check next week.
Wait! Stop! Don't guess!
Wait a minute,
Mr. Posek.
Please, Mr. Posek, look and see if there's a hatter to cash a my glee. I can't wait for such a long time for me to hear from that rebbe of mine. There must be some word today. Ask the Shiloh, now what do you say? Please, Mr. Posek, look and see if there's a cooler, a hatter for me. I've been standing here waiting, Mr. Posek, so patiently. Is it proper? You know the halacha. Say the chicken can't come home with me. Please, Mr. Posek, look and see if there's a heter to kasher my kli. I gotta know if it's kosher or trefer. Why don't you look inside the safer? So many days have passed me by. See the fear, tear in my eye. I'll tell my wife, don't wanna upset her. Wouldn't it be great, a cooler, a hatter? Please, Mr. Posek, look and see if there's a hatter to cash in my clee. Please, Mr. Posek, honestly, please try to be makele. I know you got seichel. Wait a minute, Mr. Posek. Wait a minute, Mr. Posek. Wait a minute, please, Mr. Posek. Deliver the hatter, the sooner the better. Wait a minute, please, Mr. Posek. Wait a minute, Mr. Posek. Deliver the
cool light. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh yeah.
In the past, people have tried to express atonement in every religion, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, atheism, Judaism, and even enthusiasm. Nothing cleanses the soul, however, more than fasting. Fasting prepares the body for the journey to redemption. Withholding physical nutrition makes a man humble indeed. So, this Yom Kippur, whether you are Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, or a plain Russia, try fasting once a day as prescribed by your rabbi, preferably before meals.
Fasting is not for everyone. Check with your doctor if it's right for you. Women who are pregnant, nursing, or are registered with Weight Watchers should consult a physician or personal trainer. Fasting can cause severe headaches, vomiting, chills, fever, coughing, hernia, mono, stereo, pneumonia, paralysis, stroke, heart murmurs, tuberculosis, smallpox, malaria, hepatitis, and especially hunger. Side effects include humility, reduced blood pressure, reduced cholesterol, no sense of humor, severe appetite delusions, menu fantasies, concentration, meditation, jubilation, and ne'ila.
So, this Yom Kippur, try fasting.
Fasting should not be attempted by minors under 10, premature babies, aliens, black widow spiders, members of the original Pirche Toronto, or Gerim football kickers who have yet to complete their conversions.
I'm now a Nebuch, a real Shlemiel. I'm now a Nebuch, a real Shlemiel. I've gone mechule, can't pay the bill. Oy vey, I've got no parnasa. I'm no Nebuch, can't make a deal. I once was a Noisher, Tucker Gevir. I gave to Docker, I attended Sheer. And then one morning, the Nasdaq dropped.
Okay, hit
him. I lost my fortune, my income stopped. I'm now a Nebuch, a real Shlemiel. I've gone mechule, can't pay the bill. Oy vey, I've got no pardon. I'm now a Nebuch, can't make a deal. I speculated, stocks in the Dow, all overrated, there's no guilt now. Nobody remembers donations I gave. With the high expenses, I become a slave. I'm now a Nebuch, a real Shlemiel. A proper schmazel, can't afford a meal. Oy vey, I've got no parnasa. I'm now a Nebuch, and that's no spiel. Got no parnasa, I've lost my appeal. got no achnasa. I collect in shiel. Give me a mention in your upcoming will.
And now, the chief cantor of the IDF Forces Airborne Division of the Apache Punim, Cantor Eli Kopta.
Yankees Kugel cooking brown, it's lakshen or potato. When you see the chullen burn, you'll eat it now, not later.
Tanti noodles warming up,
Yenta soup on track. Take the ladle, scoop a knadle, oi, it's so geschmack. Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert asked for food, got manna. Pity they weren't on Avenue J to eat at Estihana. Yankees Kugel's best in town, just taste the Yerushalmi. Spinach, apple, broccoli goes better with salami. Yankees Kugel's passing round, just like the Shirayim. Soon the kishke will be found, then we'll drink l'chaim. There's an oifruf in der shul, followed by a kiddish. And the scotch will be blue label, if they are chassidish. When you cook a Shabbos meal, it's a dish to figure. Yankees Kugel is ideal to serve up to your schwager.
Hello?
76th Precinct, this is Philip.
Philip? Philip the Pushkas.
The Pushkarts. This is the 76th precinct.
Look, can I talk to the bookkeeper, please?
Look, this is the police.
Yeah, thank you.
For what?
Well, you said police. I said thank you.
No, I meant police. Police!
You don't have to beg. Really, that's my job.
Look, how can I be of service, my man?
Maman? Baruch Hashem, now you're talking my language.
How can I help you, buddy?
There's nothing wrong with my body. Look, I'm a mshulach in town.
Well, you sure look a ton. How heavy are you?
As heavy as your contribution's going to be.
For what, 200, 300 pounds?
Is that pounds sterling?
What, are you talking sterling silver?
Silver, gold, whatever.
Detective gold gets in at 9.
9? Favus nicht. You need a receipt?
I'm seated already. What do you need from the police?
Look, I need $1 million, please.
A million?
You need a million? What, to daven?
We're tough on crime. What kind of cop do you need?
A sharp cop.
A sharp cop? That's one old Damodar Kaufman reading the rights.
You mean a Talmud Chacham who reads and writes? Now, can you give me money?
Money doesn't get in till 9.
9? Why are you so negative? What's wrong?
Well, you called us. You should know. Do you want to speak with the superintendent?
Which building?
Well, perhaps you should speak with the lieutenant.
Which tenant? From which building?
But this is not real estate brokers.
Real estate brokers?
Maybe you talk to an officer.
What money can you offer, sir?
No. Money comes in at 9.
9? No, don't start that again. I need guilt.
Guilt? You need a judge for that. Can Bill help? That's Detective Bill.
Tax deductible Bill? That's marvelous. Any exemption is welcome.
Well, how much do you want to pay us?
Payers? Payers? I want to keep my own payers. Thank you.
Look, why don't you come down to the station?
A donation? Oui, that's fine.
Well, how much is the fine?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, fine.
Well, I gotta go, pal.
I got NTSC, but tell me, what's the number?
212-230-1000.
1000? Oi, thank you so much, it's fantastic.
You're a weird guy, you should be arrested.
I'm plenty arrested, it was a long Shabbos.
So long.
How long? Never mind how long. How much?
You know, you're too much.
Just send me the check, okay?
Goodbye.
I had a little shaitel, they made it out of hair. I've worn it now for ages, but now it isn't fair. I used to wear a tichel, the kind that's very big. I threw it in the garbage, 'cause I preferred my wig. I see the shaitelmacher, she combs it out for me. We never had a problem with hair made naturally. And then I woke one morning to hear a new takana. The human hair from India involved a void of Zora. I went to see the Rebbe, I knew that he would care. But now the story's spreading, no time for a fair. He told me it was no use, I'd have to burn the lot. The blonde, jet black and brunette went up and smoked the lot. I had a little shaitel, you gotta check the label. Georgie, Yaffa, Jacqueline are kosher at the table. I never liked synthetic, and I'm not splitting hairs. I hear a void of Zora, oi, I wake up with nightmares. To buy another shaitel, no, I'm not in the mood. Don't think that I'm ungrateful, but now I'll switch to snood. Kimma hair!
Room of the Misa B'dei Shemaim Hospital, where Chairman Yasser Arafat, Yimach Shemoy, remains in critical condition. RNN News has been granted an exclusive to be present at this historic time. Some claim the president, in Arabic, the Ra'is, has been erased, and others say he's only sleeping. We are here to discover the truth. Waiting to pay respects are some dignitaries who had dealings with the chairman in the past. First, Shimon Peres. It's funny, it's like Peres in Paris. Mr. Peres.
It's former Prime Minister and future President Peres to you.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I apologize. Yes. Actually, what is your Hebrew name?
Shimon Elazar Ben Gershon.
Four names? That's amazing.
No. Ben Gershon means son of Gershon. Some call me Shimon, but most prefer my second name. You can call me Loser.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Chairman Arafat and the current crisis?
Well, I must say the last time I saw him, he was dying comfortably, surrounded by all his friends.
You mean his wife, Stuart?
Yeah. But they settled out of court, thank God. She won a settlement. Not an illegal settlement either. And he is expected to make a full recovery.
Full recovery? Oh, you mean a full recovery? Uh-huh. You mean to get better?
If you're Asser Arafat, there is only one direction. Better. He couldn't possibly get worse.
Is he conscious?
No conscience whatsoever.
What are the Palestinians saying publicly?
Publicly, Tehillim. Mainly Tehillim.
Hold on. I think the chairman has just passed away.
Allah is a passerei, the prayer.
Keep approaching the bed. Arafat remains motionless. No. Wait. His lips. His lips start to quiver.
Beside me, they'll mention.
Bless you. German Arafat, or can I call you Yasser?
Nasser. No, call me President Bush. Ask him to forgive me, please.
We recently heard you invested millions in a bowling alley in New York. Now, is that true?
You're asking me for the truth. Since when do I say the truth? But you should know it was an honest mistake. I thought the bowling alley was a Muslim business. You know, alley. Like Muhammad Ali, bowling alley. Oh, no. You're not the Israelis. Give me the idea.
The Israelis? How?
Well, after so many Israeli strikes in Ramallah, Gaza, I said, that's it. Strikes. Bowling alley. I can have my own strikes.
In Israel, we have enough strikes on the bus and at the airport.
Did you understand the game?
It depends.
No, I mean, do you know how bowling works?
It depends.
Do you know the setup?
It depends.
Depends on what?
It depends. The knockdown, it depends.
Oh, okay, 10 pence. And the bowling balls. Yeah, I noticed the holes for your fingers. They're very small.
Well, not just holes, they're bullet holes. From the Israeli Uzis at the Mukhata in Ramallah.
I understand the doctors will be issuing a bulletin on Chairman Arafat.
Oh, God forbid. No, not another assassination.
No. A bulletin news. It's an update. The chairman has just lapsed into a... He's lapsed into
coma,
a...
Coma.
A coma?
No. Coma here.
Yeah, I'm coming. Oh, I see another dignitary now. Oh, it's Ariel Sharon, Prime Minister Sharon.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Israel is prepared to bury Arafat with full military honors.
Yeah, well, he's not quite dead yet, so...
That's why. But seriously, we will bury him at sea.
At sea? Which sea?
Let's see. We prefer the Dead Sea.
Now, it looks like Arafat is dead. And here comes Bill Clinton to eulogize him.
I knew him well. We went to camp together. Camp David. He was such a pig. And so, Yasser, Shalom, Chazir.
I need a general, not a funeral.
Shalom, Chazir.
When Haman came down to Shushan, the queen didn't care to dance. Her name was Vashti, it all turned nasty, she never stood a chance. Ahasuerus held the queen's parade, contestants in a line. When he saw Esther, raised the scepter, said, "That one's mine." Mordechai once overheard at the gate a wicked plot. The king couldn't sleep, though he counted sheep, reminded what he forgot. Asked Haman, "What's a good reward?" He's thinking of me, of course. What Ahasuerus meant, Haman never dreamt he'd be slapping Mordechai's horse. Haman spoke to this guy, Mordechai, "Now I'm second in command. If you choose now not to bow, I'll see to it that you hang." So put on your sackcloth, and Devon shook hard. They're crying down in Shushan, cause Moloch deals the cards. A message sent to Esther, in view of her status. "You must be bold, let the king be told, you're really one of us." And Esther said, "I'll do it. The beauty defeats a beast. That Haman isn't human. I'll invite them to a feast. They're trying to kill me." The king said, "Seriously? Misa, who? Just tell me who. Give me his name at least." She pointed straight to Haman. Esther said, "It's him. He's always aspired to go high. Oh, please don't let him win." The king exploded, came to agree, instead arranged a very tall tree. Family got a very bad news, and Esther, yes, she saved the Jews. Haman bowed his head, cause he knew he'd been beat. He fell upon her bed and begging at Esther's feet. Queen said, "Off with his head," with screams and boos. "This stink bastard son of a Darcy's always gonna lose." And on that day we get shikha, side of a simcha, sauce of a yikir, Mishta Gadol no Yehudim, when we celebrate, Yahoo! Der Chag Purim.